Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 33, Haridas Thakur, Episode 6, Maya Devi, Disciple of Nama Acharya Haridas Thakur. There is another incident concerning Haridas Thakur's uncommon behavior. One will be astonished to hear about it. Thus, one should hear about such incidents without putting forth dry arguments, for these incidents are beyond our material reasoning. One must believe in them with faith. One day, Haridas Thakur was sitting in his cave, reciting the holy name of the Lord very loudly. The night was full of moonlight, which made the waves of the Ganges look dazzling. All directions were clear and bright. Thus, everyone who saw the beauty of the cave with the tulsi plant on a clean altar was astonished and satisfied at heart. At that time, in that beautiful scene, a woman appeared in the courtyard. The beauty of her body was so bright that it tinged the entire place with a yellow hue. The scent of her body perfumed all directions, and the tinkling of her ornaments startled the ear. After coming there, the woman offered obeisances to the tulsi plant, and after circumambulating the tulsi plant, the woman came to the door of the cave where Haridas Thakur was sitting. With folded hands, she offered obeisances at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Sitting at the door, she then spoke in a very sweet voice. "Oh, my dear friend, you are the friend of the entire world. You are so beautiful and qualified. I have come here only for union with you. My dear sir, kindly accept me and be merciful towards me, for it is the characteristic of all saintly persons to be kind toward the poor and fallen." After saying this, the woman began to manifest various postures which even the greatest philosopher would lose his patience upon seeing. But Haridas Thakur was immovable, for he was deeply determined. He began to speak to the woman, being very merciful towards her. "I have been initiated into a vow to perform a great sacrifice by chanting the holy name a certain number of times every day. And as long as the vow to chant is unfulfilled, I do not desire anything else. But when I finish my chanting, then I have the opportunity to do anything. So kindly sit down at the door and hear the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And as soon as my chanting is finished, I shall satisfy you just as you desire." After saying this, Haridas Thakur continued to chant the holy name of the Lord. Thus, the woman sitting before Haridas began to hear the chanting of the holy name. In this way, as Haridas chanted and chanted, the morning approached. And when the woman saw that it was morning, she got up and left. For 3 days the woman approached Haridas Thakur in this same way, exhibiting various feminine postures that would bewilder the mind even of Lord Brahma. Haridas Thakur was always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and the holy name of Krishna. Therefore, the feminine poses the woman exhibited were just like crying in the forest. But at the end of the night of the third day, the woman spoke to Haridas Thakur as follows. "My dear sir, for 3 days you have cheated me by giving me false assurances, for I see that throughout the entire day and night your chanting of the holy name is never finished. My dear friend, what can I do? I have made a vow. How then can I give it up?" After offering obeisances to Haridas Thakur, the woman spoke, "I am the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I have come here just to test you. Previously, I captivated the mind of even Lord Brahma, what to speak of others. But your mind alone have I failed to attract. My dear sir, you are the foremost devotee, for simply by seeing you and hearing you chant the holy name of Krishna has purified my consciousness. Now I want to chant the holy name of the Lord. So please be kind to me by instructing me about the ecstasy of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. For you see, there is now a flood of the eternal nectar of love of Godhead, which is due only to the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya. All living entities are floating in that flood. The entire world is now thankful to Sri Krishna Chaitanya. But anyone who does not float in this inundation is most condemned, and such a person cannot be delivered for millions of kalpas. Formerly, I received the holy name of Lord Ram from my husband, Lord Shiva. But now, due to your association, I am greatly eager to chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. The holy name of Lord Ram certainly gives liberation, but the holy name of Krishna transports one to the other side of the ocean of nescience, and at last gives one ecstatic love of Krishna. So please, give me that holy name of Krishna, and thus make me fortunate, so that I also may float in the flood of love of Godhead, inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And after speaking in this way, Maya Devi worshipped the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, who thus initiated her simply by saying, "Now, just perform chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra." And after thus being instructed by Haridas Thakur, Maya Devi herself left with great pleasure. Unfortunately, some people have no faith in these narrations. Therefore, I shall explain the reasons why people should have faith, and everyone who hears this will become faithful. Because during the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya to inaugurate the Krishna consciousness movement, even such personalities as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the four Kumaras took birth upon this earth, being allured by ecstatic love of Lord Krishna. All of them, including the great sage Narada and devotees like Prahlad, came here in the guise of human beings, chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna together and dancing and floating in the inundation of love of Godhead. The goddess of fortune and others, being allured by love of Krishna, also came down in the form of human beings, tasting the holy name of the Lord in love. And what to speak of others, even Lord Krishna himself, the son of Nanda Maharaj, personally descends just to taste the nectar of love of Godhead in the form of chanting of Hare Krishna. So, what is the wonder if the maidservant of Krishna, his external energy, begs for love of Godhead? Without the mercy of a devotee, and without the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, love of Godhead cannot be possible. In the activities of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the three worlds dance and chant, having come in touch with love of Godhead. This is the characteristic of Sri Krishna Chaitanya's pastimes. The holy name of Krishna is so attractive that anyone who chants it, including all living entities, either moving or non-moving, and even Lord Krishna himself, becomes imbued with love of Krishna. This is the effect of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, have heard from the mouth of Raghunath Das Goswami all that Swarup Damodar Goswami recorded in his notes about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have briefly described those pastimes. Whatever I have written is by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, since I am an insignificant living being. I have described but a fragment of the glories of Haridas Thakur. Hearing this satisfies the oral reception of every devotee. Thus ends the further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 33, Haridas Thakur, Episode 6, Maya Devi, Disciple of Nama Acharya Haridas Thakur. Recorded October 17, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.